Episode 2189, Stop Focusing on What You Want to Lose.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a splendid first full week of the brand new year. Yes, it's Wellness Wednesday. Oh, come on. I know you were already thinking about your health before I said anything. So stop focusing on what you want to lose. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, since the arrival of the new year, resolutions have set the tone for what you want to accomplish. Stop focusing on what you want to lose and think about what you have to gain. Life is too short to only look at what needs to be lost. The average person might need to lose 5 pounds, but think about how much you have to gain in confidence. And you can't forget the strength, the focus, the muscle, the vitality, and well-being. It's a lifestyle you are creating. No longer are you settling on a diet per se or striving to finish a workout routine daily. Your focus becomes what you gain by the actions you complete. So think about what your lifestyle has been over the last 3 months. Now, I'm giving you 3 months because probably December didn't really count much because you had 2 weeks of family time or extra good food that you don't normally have. You had a week in November possibly with Thanksgiving and then a few celebrations in between. So you might as well knock out November, December. So you got to go back to what? October. What has your lifestyle been over the last 90 days? Now be honest with yourself. Was it one that you were like, yes, I am on track? If that is you, go, yes, thank you. That's awesome. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a high five. Send me an email. I want to know and I want to celebrate you. Because unfortunately, many of us are sitting back going, dag nabbit. I had this goal 12 months ago. Yep, another New Year's resolution. And where did it get me? Well, I did a few things great, but then I really bottomed out on a few other things. And now here I am again. Your focus becomes what you gain by the actions you complete. It's not about what you want to lose. So stop focusing on what you want to lose and think about what you have to gain. Start when you open your eyes. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Start when you open your eyes. Your day begins as soon as you open your eyes, before your feet even hit the ground. Now, I know this is going to be a little challenging because most of us are usually reacting to something when we wake up. Most of us have an alarm phone. I'm not going to say alarm clock. I almost went back to the olden days. I still have an alarm clock. It's funny. I'm going to tell a little story here. But our oldest son, who's 2 out of 5, he one day figured out that, you know what, Mom? This phone of mine setting the alarm just doesn't work. Like, I'm a hard sleeper. I said, well, hun, let's get you an alarm clock. So we went and bought an alarm clock. Typical one, you know, at your favorite store, whatever. Brought it home. He tried it for a week. One day he got up late because he didn't hear the alarm clock. And so he said, Mom, I don't know what's going on. We've got to figure something out because I'm not waking up. And he didn't want the burden placed on me, which I appreciate. So I said, you know what, hun? I've got my old alarm clock. So I went into my linen closet and pulled it out. He goes, this was your alarm clock? I said, yes, babe. I have used this alarm clock all throughout college, all throughout the first of our marriage, and up until now. I mean, he's now in college using my alarm clock. It's an old alarm clock. But you know what? It works. It's loud. It's obnoxious. And it wakes him up. Well, I tell you that story because When we wake up in the morning, we usually wake up reacting to something, a loud, obnoxious alarm clock or an alarm phone. We don't just wake up on our own like, oh, this is so nice. I'm going to get up at my leisure. No, we have stuff to do as soon as our eyes open. The problem is usually we're focusing on the wrong stuff because we're immediately what? Reacting to the needs of everybody else. So how did you wake up this morning? Really think about that. Now, I'm really being honest and sincere here. I want you to think about how you woke up. Did you wake up in a panic? Oh my gosh, what time it is? Or did you wake up with your arm flailing out trying to find the snooze button without throwing your phone across the room or having it land on the floor? Did you wake up saying, oh, Lord, it's another great day. Thank you so much. Did you just wake up on your own? How did you wake up? Because unfortunately, most of us are going crazy already within less than 90 seconds of waking up. And it's chaos. That's not how you want to handle the first part of your morning. So what you do within that first hour of your day sets the tone for the entire day. So if you already start out panicked, if you already start out going, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted, I just need to hit the snooze, and then you hit the snooze button, and then you fall back asleep, and then it's even worse. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? It's like the more you hit the snooze, the tired you get, the more tired you get. Okay, English teachers, don't email me on that one. I know it's wrong, but you know what I'm saying here. Your day begins as soon as you open your eyes. So set your tone for your entire day as soon as your eyes open. What thought is going through your mind? For me, I personally like to greet God and say, Lord, thank you for another beautiful day. I have no idea even what it looks like outside. I'm like, good morning, Lord. Don't know what you have in store for me, but I hope you're with me because I'm going to need it, I know, today. I mean, I have a quick little conversation. It's not long. I may even open up in a word of prayer, and I understand this is not verbally out loud. It is all internally. And so it's very quiet. And then I'm like, oh, okay, what's going on next? Do I need to? What day is it? Every day for me is different. Every single day. There are some days that are the same, but a lot of new stuff happens every single day. I don't have a set routine. It's just how my life is structured. For some, that's great. For others, not so much. It's just how I have mine. So what can you do to start your day on the right foot or with the right eye open? Well, number one, make your early morning count. I love my early mornings. If I do not have an early interview scheduled, then I get dressed immediately in my workout attire. It's a little chillier now, and so I have on layers, and so it takes me a few extra minutes. And so I get myself revved up for that, pull my hair back. I make sure any children that need to be attended to are attended to. So if I need to make sure my son, our youngest son, is up and ready for school, I check on that. Most of the time, I don't have to worry about it, but you know, like now we're starting back into the routine of things. He doesn't go to school physically all the time. We're on a hybrid schedule, so sometimes he's at home, sometimes he's at school, so I have to double, triple check the calendar and make sure, are you home or are you at school? Where are you today? So neither of us forget, because I actually had him, I had him going back to school on Monday, and school didn't start till today. So yes, I'm glad he found out from one of his friends, because mama, well, I dropped the ball. Luckily, though, I would have gotten a reminder and he wouldn't have ended up at school, but it's still one of those things where, yeah, you got to double check. So make your early morning count, whatever you do. If I don't have an early interview scheduled, then guess what? I am out walking early in the morning, sometimes as early as 5 o'clock. Now, there are days that I will go later. Yesterday, I walked later on in the morning. It was a late morning walk into early afternoon. Why? Because my schedule demanded me to be available, because I had interviews earlier in the day. So whatever you need to do, make your early morning count. If you're like, gosh darn it, I really wish I would have time to, what is it? Fill in the blank. Then get up 15 minutes early. Start there. Get up 10 minutes early. It's amazing what 10 or 15 minutes can do. And I promise you it will shift your day. All right. So that's number one. Number two, drink more than you eat. If you are really wanting to quote unquote lose weight, if you want to get healthier when it comes to your body composition, then you need to drink more water and eat less. And what I mean by that is when you think you want a snack, drink first and then have a snack and make sure that your snack is good. But most of us are really just thirsty. We're not even hungry, but we're so used to putting something in our mouth. We need to change what we're putting in our mouth. Make it water, not food. Okay, now that's the short end, short story. There's definitely a longer story to this, but we don't have 3 hours for me to go in on this with you individually. So that's why we've got AIM coming up. It's going to be exciting. So drink more than you eat. Number three, move more than you sit. All of us are sitting much more than we should be. Get up and move around. For me, when I schedule my daily activities, I am up at least 15 minutes every hour doing something, whether I'm changing the laundry, going to the bathroom, fixing dinner in between. You know, like for example, I threw in a pork tenderloin yesterday in the crock pot. Easy peasy, no problem. But I did that during one of my hour breaks, 45 minutes, 15 minutes. I did that, made sure I had it all ready. So dinner was already cooking. And by the time we were ready to eat later on yesterday evening, I didn't have to worry about it. It was already ready. So move more than you sit. We are sitting way too much. And if you really want to focus on what you gain, you need to move. Intentional movement. I like to walk around my neighborhood, just one block. And it gives me a quick start to my next segment of what I'm going to work on. So if you need those breaks, go out real quick, especially if the sun is shining. Now, I get it if it's cold and it's rainy or it's snowing and it's freezing. No, you don't want to necessarily walk around the block, but you can get on your treadmill. You could walk to the mailbox and come back in just to give your body that time of, hello, wake up, smell the coffee, even though you don't need coffee. All you need is movement. Most of what we need is just movement. It charges your battery. Mm-hmm. And we all need our charge up on our batteries. Make your early morning count. Drink more than you eat. Move more than you sit. Number four, smile more than you complain. If you want to focus on the gains and not the losses, then stop fussing about things. Yes, we can express ourselves and then move on. And move on with a smile. It's not about sitting here going, oh, I just can't believe, you know, this happened and then this happened. And then you rehash it, especially us women. Yes, we retell the story. I don't know how many different ways, sometimes five or six different ways to the same person. Seriously. Or you may even tell it to yourself, just talking to yourself, having your own conversation. That's fine. I'm not calling you crazy because you are not. But. You got to stop complaining, move on and smile more. That's where you're going to gain things. If you're complaining, you're focusing on what? The loss. You don't want to focus on the loss. It's not worth it. Focus on what you gain. And finally, number five, count the gains, not the losses. That's ultimately what you're aiming for here. Action ignites motivation. And action ignites motivation when you see where you're winning. Those are the gains, not the losses. I know it may look great to see that daggum scale come down 3 pounds. But in reality, it may take 10 pounds for you really to notice a difference when you look at yourself in the mirror. Now, I'm not telling you not to celebrate a loss. like when it comes to losing pounds. I get that. But I want you to celebrate more of the gains. Wow, my pants actually fit better. I don't have this extra roll. I can actually pull my legs up to my knees. I can do crisscross applesauce on the floor and get up without my knees hurting. That's big stuff. Those are all gains, and it has nothing to do with the scale. Maybe if you're watching what you eat, then say, guess what? I ate 4 fruits today. I ate 3 vegetables. Was it perfect? No. But how many did I have? Oh, yes, I had 7. That's better than 0. And then you're not worried so much about, oh gosh, I'm tempted. I really want some ice cream or that root beer float. Or gosh, I would like some pizza. And I know I can't do pizza. No, stop talking about what you can't. We always focus on what we can't. We're focused on the losses. It's all about the gains. You're getting stronger. You're looking good. You're feeling good. You wake up with a little extra kick in your step. That's because you're focusing on the gains and not the losses. And as you continue to do so, you begin to build a stronger foundation for healthy living. That's called a lifestyle. You're not on a diet. You're not just trying to say, oh, I'm going to do this. Now, I get it. If you have significant amount of weight to lose, that's going to be a little bit different song that you're going to sing, because you've got to start dropping some pounds, right? So looking at your losses, that is going to be beneficial. But I want you to look at it from the gain perspective. So I want you to flip it as being positive. Not saying, oh, I lost so many. Say, wow, because I'm down 5 pounds, I feel like, what is it? What do you feel? Own that, not the pounds that were lost. Because what will happen, and I've seen it, I've done it with myself, the scale goes up a little bit and you're like, oh, and you begin to panic. And you're like, what happened? I've been doing everything the same way. Okay, maybe it's a little inflammation. So the scale's going to show up as that. The weight goes up. I've told you the stories. I can eat just a little bit about of everything. And guess what? I can still gain 5 pounds. I mean, my stomach, my system, my body composition is that sensitive. Now, does it show up as 5 pounds on the scale? Yes. Is it truly 5 pounds? No. It's inflammation. It's retention of water, of other things. And so my body's like, whoa, it's in shock mode. And so that goes away over time. But if I'm always focused on that and that scale going down, all of a sudden when it jumps up, I'm like freaking out. What does that do internally? It messes you up. Chemically, your body's like, whoa, you were working so hard. And then you're like, oh man, and you start to get down on yourself and you play that song in your head. It's all about the losses then. So you got to flip it. Focus on the gains. And it starts when you open your eyes. So what is it that you really want to work on when it comes to your healthy living? What is it for you specifically? I want you to name the one thing. And I want you to find a way to look at it from the advantage of, this is my gain and I don't care about this loss. It's my gain. What am I gaining from it? And when you hold on to that, I promise you, you will win every single day, because you won't be looking at something that you really can't control, which is the number on a scale or the number on a hanger. That you can't control. But you can control your gains. How are you showing up in your everyday? Are you being intentional? Are you being present so you can be incredible? Because you know what? There's only one of you. It's time to put you first so you can love more. Go out today, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.